afternoon, everybody. This is Greg Evenson, and you are part of Voices from the Heartland. Let me explain to you that Voices from the Heartland does not mean you've got to be from Kansas. It means you can be from anywhere if your heart is in this fight, this struggle, to bring back our nation to where it should have been a long time ago. I don't know if we'll be successful. We're going to give it a good try. And I will tell you today, it's my rally cry to you is this. Prepare to fix bayonets. It's getting that close. And what is happening around us, what is swirling around us in a storm of torment and persecution that is rising across this nation, basically from organized sources, including the government, is leaving us very little choice but to determine at what level we're going to resist. Now, understand me very clearly here. I don't want U.S. Marshals parachuting into my front yard. So, you fellows that are listening, you understand something. I'm not bringing anybody to a point of armed resistance. Certainly not yet. But what I'm saying to you is you cannot continue to beat up on the American people, take their rights, marginalize and try and incriminate or criminalize actions of Christians and patriots across this nation when they exercise their free speech, their Second Amendment rights, and all the other rights that we have in the Constitution. A viable document, somewhat flawed, but nonetheless viable, and a document I support. You cannot continue to try and put us down through idiocy like the House Bill 510 regarding whether or not I can grow a garden and sell the products that come out of that garden. I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's time to resist. They signed that bill. Barack Obama makes another train to takes another train to Moron Junction, and it's going to be way past fixing. So let's get on the phones, let's get on the wires, and make sure that that does not pass out of the Senate. We have to do that. Now, Matt, I'm not hearing any background, so I'm not going to hear my cue music here for the 3 minute. I'm sorry. Folks, we are having some technical problems today, so we may or may not be able to get you on the line a little bit later. I'd love to have you there, but we'll see what happens in a little bit. Enoch once prophesied, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints." That's in Jude 14. Scripture says we are kings and priests unto the Lord, and that we represent these tens of thousands going out to battle Satan's army. Satan wars against us because he hates us greatly. See Revelation 12:17. We must be prepared for what is coming. We must be ready to spend our days in spiritual warfare, knowing that a flood of iniquity is aimed against the people of God. That's us. And that's folks who believe like that. We accept that Scripture is the infallible Word of God. And when we move beyond that into the arena of what is happening in America, all I can tell you is, do not, under any circumstances, fail to be prepared. Whatever level that is for you, wherever you that will take you, then do so. We just had a great weekend with roughly 25 people here from around the Midwest and even a few folks from out east. Had one of those weekends where people come in, they sit down, and they learn things. They learn how to prepare better. They learn to take a direction that is good for them. Privilege for us to host that. But I'm telling you, days, dark days are coming. And if you are not prepared, you will be lost. You will be a victim. We don't want that. Now, when we return today, in just a moment, because we're going to take a break, I want you to be prepared for some good word. Fasten your seatbelts. Put on your safety helmets. We're about to take off. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back on this September 12th, 2010, as some are saying. Look, I have to tell you, if you haven't heard of the Appleseed Project, you guys need to get online and make yourselves familiar with it. It is a tremendous effort to bring people to a point of marksmanship that they have not perhaps ever reached. Don't know that it's even important. Their logo or their mission statement is when marksmanship met history, the heritage began. Now look, we can dice this and play with it, but it's real simple. You need to make sure that you are trained for whatever contingency may be out there in your life. Bad guys come for a visit late at night, you want to be able to take care of yourself. In my case, my sheriff's 20 miles, 30 minutes up the road. And, I've always said, so he's 20 miles, 30 minutes up the road. Somebody comes to my door and I'm not prepared. I'm 29 minutes and 30 seconds dead by the time they get here. So, you better be prepared to defend yourself and what you have. That's what Appleseed Project helps you do. And there's some further philosophy that they will impart to you. It's a great outfit. If one is going to be putting on a training session near you, you should consider it. Do you know what they've done? I'm skipping here. I should have made a little more of a pause. You're going to run this together. The House Bill 510 talks about having no gardens. Now, my neighbors have a garden. It's a great one. They used open pollinated seeds, non-hybrid, not the Monsanto crap that if you eat, eventually you'll start to look like a lightning bug or something. They went to a great deal of difficulty to put this in. And the neighbors have pitched in from time to time, everybody but me. I'm always gone someplace or find a good excuse not to get over there and pull weeds. But I will tell you this. They grew a garden. And it had some of the most luscious vegetables in it. I'd pick a few. Well, I'd go over there and pick so I could eat. And I'd get some green beans or peas or whatever it was. And they were just out of this world. Wonderful crops, and they've got more coming. They've got tomato plants until we'll be picking tomatoes in December here. So it's one of those things that is kind of an American heritage. You ought to be able to grow a garden. You ought to be able to grow your own garden. You ought to be able to do with it what you want. If you want to set up a little roadside stand out here, we got 3 cars a day that go by. So it's like, okay, well, we might make 30 cents off of that selling some fresh peas. That's wonderful. You get my drift here. I'm trying to make it funny because it's such a serious... Who are these people sitting in the state houses, or in this case, at the United States Department of Agriculture, along with the Congress of the United States, in all of their ultimate, ongoing, unbelievably difficult-to-believe wisdom? They keep putting these roadblocks up to us and saying, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. It's all about control, you see. Follow the money trail, number one. Monsanto, ADM, you name the companies, Pioneer Seeds out in Iowa. These guys want a corner on the market. They want you to have to buy their seed, and of course you know that a hybrid seed produces one crop and then it's done. You can save all the seeds and dry them out and put them in your little Gerber jars and it won't make any difference. You're not going to get another year, so you got to go back and buy more of their seeds. With open pollinated seeds, the old non-hybrid seed, you can grow a crop year after year after year. You just save the seeds. Now, isn't that an amazing thing? You see, government and Monsanto and all these screwballs couldn't have come up with this. God had to do that. So why are we trying to improve all the time on what God does? Number one. Number two, it's just flat wrong. And I'm going to tell you something. That's one of those lines in the sand. They come for me and say, we're going to take your guns. I'm going to say, hey, you're going to get them, but you ain't going to get them the way you want them. They come here and tell me that I can't raise a garden, or I can't trade with my neighbors, or I can't take it into town and have a farmer's market. We're going to have another one of those threshold issues. And on it goes. And I know there's some of you out there saying, Greg, you just keep stepping off the plank week after week and, you know, shooting your mouth off and causing trouble. Well, you know, that's right. And I hope I'm causing trouble for those morons in Washington. That's just, that. If I'm not doing that, then I'm failing my job. And I'm failing trying to work with you folks and bringing you information. I'm sure you've heard parts of this, but maybe you haven't heard the latest or someone hasn't covered this as well. Now, you add to that bill, the second one here that I just got an update on before I went on the air, and that's the House of Representatives Bill 4646. Now, get this. I'm going to read this to you right off the net. Maybe you're aware of it. Many of you won't be. This is a 1% transaction tax. It's proposed in this bill, and it came about from information supplied by President Obama's finance team. And they're recommending this transaction tax. His plan is to sneak it in after the November election to keep it under the radar. No matter what happens in November, and I'm hoping that there will be wholesale change and that great people will be elected to this Congress that will obey their oaths, that will be responsible to you, that will submit verbally or literally to a contract with the people that says, I'm sorry we have to go this way. I'm sorry we have to be legalistic about this, but, you know, we can't get you to do it any other way. So we're asking you to do this, and if we can, great. And maybe some of this stuff will be derailed or repealed. Whatever, but something's got to happen because we're a mess, and the mess is just growing every day. And so you've got these guys that want to slip this in because this is a 1% tax on all transactions at any financial institution, that is banks, credit unions, so forth. Any deposit you make or move around within your account, that is you transfer to savings from checking and vice versa, it's going to have a 1% tax charged every single transaction. Now, if you do that several times in a month, and you carry a decent balance, several thousand dollars, this is going to add up. It's going to add up quickly. And where's it going? It's going to this communist bunch in Washington. I just can't wait to give more of my money to these people. I'm going to tell you, when I think about who's running the show up there, I get physically sick. And then I got to read stuff like this, and I'm going, how are we letting this happen? We are responsible. We can't push this off on Europe. We can't blame the North Vietnamese for this one. We can't just keep saying it's somebody else's fault. You know what, whose fault it is? It's ours. Because we will not stop this stuff. Whatever that means. Now, 500,000 of you went to Washington to see Glenn Beck. I hope you had a nice day. But you know what? Even Mr. Beck, regardless of my personal feelings about his ideas of this nation, you know what? We have got to take responsibility for what's going on. End of story. Don't blame it off on somebody else. Don't look for a government handout. Don't claim that your governor is responsible. You take the reins of this thing and get it, because if you don't, it's not going to stop. I'm not sure it's going to stop anyway, but I am going to be hopeful and say maybe we've got a chance. But the only reason we're going to have a chance, because you, the American people, the people listening today, the tens of thousands of you out there who are listening that will say to each other, we've got to do something, and we're not going to stop until we do. Now, that's enough on that, but you've got to hear it, because where else is it going to go? This 1% tax is charged every time. If your paycheck or your Social Security or whatever is direct deposit, 1% tax. If you hand carry a check to deposit it, 1% surcharge. If you take cash in to deposit, 1% tax. Now, this is from the guy, this Barack Obama, wherever he comes from, well, whatever he is, it doesn't matter. He is still, at this moment, president of the United States. God help us. He is there. So what are we going to do? Well, we're going to circle the wagons and work around him. We got to isolate him and keep him out of our back pockets. Now, you're going to have to do that, otherwise it's going to happen. This is the man who promised that if you make under $250,000 per year, you will not see one penny of new tax. He's a liar. He's a charlatan. But you know what? We are still responsible for him being there, corporately, all of us. I didn't vote for him, but I'm still responsible for the fact that I don't do more to try and make you aware of it and the government aware that we're not going to cooperate with this guy. Not at all, not for any reason, ever. We just may have to wait till 2012 if somebody doesn't impeach him. But in the meantime, we've got to talk about these things and try and make a change. Now let's go on with some further good news. Get this now. You've heard her name. Oprah. You know who I'm talking about. Billionaire gal from Chicago. She's pushing a book called Conversations with God. Now, it's a devastating book. Conversations with God and Conversations with God for Teens is written by a guy named Neil Walsh. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. These books sound harmless enough, but the books have been on the New York Times bestseller list for a number of weeks. Why? Because the people at the New York Times are morons, too. And they push this junk on people. And many of you don't know any different. You see a title of a book that says something about God, you go out and buy it and think that it's the greatest thing there ever was. You got to check this stuff out. The books have been on there for several weeks, but don't judge a book by its cover or its title. The author purports to answer various questions asked by kids using the voice of God. However, the answers that he gives are not biblically or scripturally based. Not in any way, shape, or form. This guy is a charlatan. He's trying to make money on you and your kids. And it goes against the very word of God. For instance, he suggests when a girl asks the questions, why am I a lesbian? His answer is that she was born that way because of genetics, just like you and I are right-handed or brown eyes or whatever. Then he goes and tells her to go out and celebrate her differences. That's good advice. There's more to this. I'm going to bring it to you after this next break. Folks, we're going to try and get some calls. I cannot guarantee it at all. I'll just keep checking with the station engineer. We'd like to get you on, but I don't know if we can. If not, be patient. We'll take them next week. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Welcome back, everybody. I was on a roll here, and I want to keep going because, you know, we've got just an hour in this show right now. So, I was talking about this Neil Walsh, who wrote Conversations with God and Conversations with God for Teens. Look, it's my opinion, and I believe it's shared by many, many others who've read this book. These are dangerous books. They're going to take children down a path they do not need to go, number one. And number two, they need to go down the right path and deal with these things however you deal with it within a family. But please make it a matter of you dealing with it and not take some guy that doesn't know what he's talking about in the first place, makes this stuff up like he goes, kind of like Islam. You know, you make it up as you go. If your name's Muhammad and it's 630 A.D. and you got a good way to make some money off other people and marry little girls when they're 5 years old, it's a real good religion if you want to be a part of it. But again, you know, we're stuck with this. Who's this guy down, Terry Jones at, Dove World Outreach Center? I believe I've got that right. I don't mean to offend anybody if I didn't get that right, but, you know, this guy down in Florida that was gonna burn the Qurans. I mean, you know, it's okay. We can behead Christians around the world. They can burn the Bible whenever they want. They can have a holy jihad against, anything that has to do with Christianity. And this guy can't, in protest, to this kind of Sharia attempt at law in our Supreme Court, in our state courts, in our school systems, in setting up these immoral, degenerate schools that Islam is pushing around the United States so that they can have their way, but we can't, as Christians or other people, patriots or anybody, we can't possibly go out on a limb and talk about what we want to talk about and without, what, having David Petraeus, general in Afghanistan, Pepto-Bismol because this guy wants to, burn a Quran? I mean, come on, General. Don't you have something else to do? And Hillary Clinton, of course, I wish she would do something else. I don't care what it is. She can fish off Maine. She can pick dandelions in North Dakota. I don't care, but she needs to quit being Secretary of State. But then, coming from Barack Obama, we got what we got, what we have. But the fact is that people went around the world, they went nuts at the thought that this guy in Florida, whoever he is, whatever he does, he claims to be a pastor, I guess he is. I don't know. Why, pastor, if you were so convicted this was the right thing to do, and I thought it was kind of cool. But, why did you just all of a sudden back out? Because what? CIA was sending you love grams? Or what was it that you all of a sudden decided you couldn't do this anymore? I don't get it. You were convicted to do it, and you thought that it was the right thing to do, and maybe make just a little bit of a statement. How's that? Freedom of speech? How's that? Freedom of religion? How's that? Well, everybody else uses it to push all their junk. So we can't have this moment of truth when it comes to, is the Quran going to burn or isn't it? And then we have people from around the world. I tell you, it is over the edge, but then what isn't anymore? Was it really going to jeopardize our servicemen? I don't think so. But it was a good excuse not to do this. Why? Because we're sucking up to the Muslims. That's why. It's that simple. So we've got this other guy. I guess I digress there. This Neil Walsh. I don't know. I wish he'd go to Cape Town and do something else. He's telling these kids, what about God's forgiveness of sin? Walsh says, this is his reply now. Get this. I do not forgive anyone because there is nothing to forgive. He's acting like God. There is no such thing as right or wrong. That's his position. And that is what I have been trying to tell everyone. Do not judge people because people have chosen to judge one another, and that is wrong. Let's not judge the sin for being wrong. Let's say, because you said it was wrong, you're wrong. What a complete moron. Don't buy his book. People have chosen to judge one another, and that is wrong. Oh, dear God. Because the rule is, judge not, lest ye be judged. Not only are these books the false doctrine of the devil, but in some instances, they quote in error the word of God. Could it be any more clear? Oprah's pushing it. She's a moron, too. And if she's going to push this like this on her TV show, then she doesn't deserve to be heard by anybody. Does anybody not get what I'm saying today? You think I'm being a little bit too vague? I hope not. If I don't offend at least 100,000 people today, I'm going to feel like I failed. So please stay with me. Here, Columbia, South Carolina. This is a good one. Sodomite Shane March. You know what sodomite is? That's a raging homosexual. Well, he just decided that they were going to have a march down there, and the Christians couldn't protest, of course. They can march, but we can't protest. And, look, I'm going to tell you something. Jude, verse 3, ye should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. Why are we ashamed of that? Why are people starting to chafe a little bit now that I've mentioned the Bible several times? They that forsake the law praise the wicked. Ooh, is that true today? But such as keep the law, contend with them. Men of God, stand up to this nonsense. Shout these people down. Look, I don't care how you became a homosexual, if you are one. I don't care what your thing is. I'll just tell you this. I don't go around trying to tell everybody that you should be a heterosexual. And I don't go around insisting that people accept me in the military or someplace else because I'm a heterosexual. What is this? And now we want to get rid of don't ask, don't tell? Why? Who are we dealing with here? Why are we doing these things? Have you ever thought to question the authority about this? You ever thought to question the righteousness of those statements, of those positions? Have you ever thought to question the common sense of the position? I doubt that some of you have. You need to. Another break. This program's flying because, me, I'm loudmouth and I'm going with it. So stay with us. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back to Voices from the Heartland. I am Greg Evenson. I don't even mind admitting who I am, because I think it's just important that you hear this stuff. And you got to get it the way that I would present it if I were in a debate on the street with somebody. It's exactly the same. I'd say it exactly the same way. I'm not mincing words. I'm not playing nice. I'm not playing politically correct. I'm not going out here trying to say, oh, it's okay if you're this or that. I don't mind. I mind. I can't stand it. It's an affront to freedom. It's an affront to the history and of the Republic of the United States that we should even have to discuss this stuff because there's some other yo-yo out here that believes half this junk. This author that Oprah's promoting. Now, follow the money. You'll figure it out. Look, President Obama abandoning his proposal to require veterans to carry their own private health. You may have heard this, but again, I want to underscore this. This is the kind of nonsense coming out of Washington. This is why I rant and rave on a radio show. Now, this is what he said. He attempted to have veterans carry their own private health insurance to offset the estimated $540 million annual cost to the federal government for treatment of injuries to military personnel received during their tours on active duty. The president admitted that he was puzzled. Well, why wouldn't he admit it? He was never in uniform. He's a communist. So, I mean, he's not going to get it. But he was puzzled by the magnitude of the opposition to his proposal. Quote the president, look, It's an all-volunteer force. Nobody made these guys go to war. Excuse me. What did the general say? What did the president order? Didn't make them go to war? You bet they did. They were ordered to go to war. You guys started the war. You guys insisted we have a war. And then you put people in uniform and sent them to war. But his statement, I don't know if he's just stupid or if he's a liar. But it doesn't matter. The result's the same. Nobody made these guys go to war. They had to have known and accepted the risks. Now they whine. Can you get that? The president, the commander-in-chief, he's the dictator-in-chief, he's the imam-in-chief, but he's not a commander-in-chief, except in name only. Now they whine about bearing the cost of their choice. It doesn't compute. Going on, he says, I thought these were people who were proud to sacrifice for their country. Well, sure, proud? I don't know, that'd be terribly proud to say that I'm dying. Will somebody make sure that the body bag is zipped carefully so I don't fall out? I mean, how stupid, Mr. President, how stupid can you get? Obama continues, I wasn't asking for blood, just money. This statement is attributed to the President of the United States. I wasn't asking for blood, just money. Follow the money trail, I guess. With the country facing the worst financial crisis in its history, I'd have thought that the patriotic thing to do would be to try to help reduce the nation's deficit. Oh, we're going to put it in the backs of the soldiers, the veterans, while your banker buddies and all the rest of it walk away with billions. All right, that makes sense again, Mr. President. I cannot tell you how proud I am to call you president. I guess I underestimated, he continues here, this is him, underestimated the selfishness of some of my fellow Americans, close quote. Remember this statement. Nobody made these guys go to war. They had to have known and accepted the risks. Now they whine about bearing the costs of their choice. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, this nation is in so much turmoil. It's why this country is going down by the stern. It's not a matter of my opinion. It's not a matter of my politics. It's not a matter of your position on the current status of government as usual in the United States. All we've got to do is study these guys and their obscene, outrageous statements, their positions, whether it's a sodomite community that just can't rub their perversion in our face hard enough. They're just going to do it. And then they're going to call the cops down on us, the rest of the population, when we go out and say, wait a minute, this isn't right. I don't think you should be demonstrating in the streets here. Well, okay, you got the permit, fine. But I'm going to stand here with my sign and say that I don't like it. And when it comes to the Muslim issue, quit being politically correct. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and pick on people just because of their religion. I'm not saying that at all. But if they're going to profess and promote within the states of the United States a philosophy that says if you are not a Muslim, then my Quran says, take it out in blood on you. What kind of nonsense? I'm going to tell you, if I was fomenting that from a Christian standpoint, they'd have me in jail or worse. So why the double standard? Because there is an agenda at work, ladies and gentlemen, in this country and across the world that is set to destroy, minimize, and take out Christians and the Christian philosophy, that of Jesus Christ being the Savior of the world, an atonement once and for all for the rest of us. Now, you add to that a sodomite culture that says, oh, we have to be free to do whatever we want to do in the military or across the street or in our school systems when we're telling kids what to do and what not to do about homosexuality, all the rest of it. Now, wait a minute. If I go in there and start talking about Christianity that way or some other philosophy, maybe I'm a Rotarian or something else, and I want to go in and talk about this, but I can't. Because it's not the appropriate forum. That's not the right separation of church and state, which is bogus. But nonetheless, they'll come up with something. When are we going to stop this? When is enough going to be enough? November, you say, it's all going to change in November. Don't you count on it. Don't you think for 1 minute that you're going to walk out November 3rd, and boy, we had a victory here today that's historic. I'll tell you what you're going to have on November 3rd. You're going to have a letdown, and you're going to feel worse than you felt on November 2nd, because you're going to see that some of these yo-yos, these clowns that call themselves Democrats, and these charlatans that call themselves Republicans got reelected. And they're serving in the same area they've always served. We'll do what we want to do in Washington to make sure that we are protected and that our elite status never gets touched with. And we'll give you just a few crumbs from under the table whenever we think we might want to give you a few of those crumbs. And I'm saying that is precisely why the colonists of this country fought a war for independence in 1776. Are you getting the picture? It's coming around again. I say, now, slow down. Don't get yourself in trouble. I don't care. It is time that we say it so clearly that even these buzzards in Washington will get the picture. I'm not asking you to take your musket into the street at this point. I'm not even suggesting that that ultimately is something we must do. But it may be thrust upon us, because there will come a point when this kind of truth begins to chafe them badly enough, they will not simply be satisfied to just laugh and look the other way. They're going to come after a few. And I can think of some very good friends that are no longer broadcasting that feel that way. They were brave. They were courageous. They brought you truth. And you know what? There are some writers now who are no longer writing. You know why? Because they've said, I'm tired of trying my best and nobody's listening. What will it take, America? What will it take? Incarceration? You can't eat somebody else's vegetables? What kind of nation have we become? Now, once you answer that question, you might be on a road to repair. I don't know that this republic can be saved. I'd like to believe it can, and I'm working toward that, but I don't know. But whatever happens in the next few weeks, months, or whatever it is, will be the most costly and the most serious of our entire history. I don't care that there was a war of northern aggression here back in 1861. It's far worse than that. It makes the war of independence seem trivial. That's what's coming. If there is not wholesale change and to surrender to republic values instead of going on like we've been doing. Now, I invite you to go to my website, www.theheartlandusa.com. We have just a couple of things there to offer you, and I want them to be offered to you so you have them in your inventory, in your toolbox. We offer them. We don't insist you get them. We don't beg you to get them. We just say they're there. The castle defense is the number one. If you want to know what to do, how to do, why to do, and how not to do, why not to do, then you can buy that series. It's there. It's available. And I encourage you to do it. If you don't want to, don't. Go get something else. But it's available, and we would hope that you would at least look us over and say, maybe I can use this. Maybe somebody else I know can. I want you also to move to this point in your life. I want you to be able to say, I am prepared for whatever is coming. We try and help you with it. That's why it's there, for no other reason. And I don't know how much longer it's going to be there. I'm tired of putting it together and paying for it so you can get it. It's a pain. So, you know, take advantage of it if you want. My neighbor, Bob, wrote a little ditty. I got to do this for you. It's I don't want to say it's cute, because it's not, but it's very much right on point. Bob Taylor wrote this. Well, once we were mad at the commies, it's jihadists that now we must hate. Are our enemies changing, or are they rearranging our perceptions, our fears, and our fate? Are Muslims indeed causing problems? The media tells us they do. With rags on their head, Iran, it is said, will exterminate every last Jew. Is this why we need to attack them? Just because of their sad state of mind? Or are they hiding bombs just like Saddam that we'll never be able to find? If Goebbels were here, he would wonder how much easier his job would be. With satellites, cell phones, and internet, believe what we say. I'm sorry, and Fox, all day on TV. I skipped that one. Believe what we say and do not dismay. You don't want to be one of those conspiracy theorists out on the fringe crying, the emperor is wearing no clothes. But it's easy to graze in the pasture and be an obedient sheep. The wolf won't get us. Don't put up a fuss. Just roll over and go back to sleep. It is a new Mideast war in the offing. The current one seems oh so droll. And while many continue their scoffing, the Illuminatists gather control. Thanks, Bob. A lot of truth in that. I challenge you today, folks, while you're listening to this one-hour program, to not get mad, don't get offended, and if some of you are laughing a little bit at my going on and my ranting and my raving, that's okay. Maybe you just need a good laugh today. But I will tell you that what I'm trying to present to you is, number one, the truth. It is so outrageous and so dumbfounding that it's hard to accept some of the things I say even when I try and make them a little bit funny. Because what is happening is so serious, and we are being attacked from multiple sides at one time. We can't possibly do what we need to do to protect ourselves entirely and to insulate ourselves from the effects of bad government. We talk about elections, and I believe in that. And we talk about changing things, and I want to believe in that. And I hope that you are going to make a choice this fall that will make a true difference for once. I hope and I pray that's the case. But just in case it doesn't go that way, what are you going to do November 3rd? What is left to you to do? To get the courts off your back, a corrupt court system that judges are rewarded financially in some cases for their decisions? Oh yeah, check that one out. And go to your state or federal justice department and see about awards for judges, cash awards for judges. Check it out. And then you add to that a governmental system at the local level that's into Agenda 21, that communist bunch that wants to make sure you don't ever barbecue again or whatever it is outside. What a bunch of morons. They have nothing else to do, I guess, except, again, control us every last moment. I am not into control. I am not into having somebody tell me what my destiny is going to be. I'm not here to be programmed by somebody in Washington or Lansing, Michigan, my state capital, because they think they have a better idea. Not going to happen. And you ought to be saying exactly the same thing. And when your city council is passing ordinances you can't live with, why are you allowing that to happen? And when your county commissioner, whatever you call it, where you live, is doing the same thing only on the county-wide basis, why are you allowing that to happen? Why are you allowing your sheriff to not defend you and your way of life? You elected him to do that. If he won't do that, if he's not a Joe Arpaio, then get somebody else. Joe Arpaio in Phoenix is one of my heroes. This guy is standing up when everybody else has failed. Everybody else has been whining. Everybody else has been letting it happen. They're letting murders and kidnappings and drug deals and all of it go down in Phoenix to the point in Tucson, some of these places, people can't hardly walk the street. And you're told in some areas it's unsafe to go. In the United States of America, it's unsafe to go in some of the communities in southern Arizona because the drug cartels run the show. What are we saying here? But let's not bring it up too much because then Washington is going to file a lawsuit against you like they did Arizona, and that communist moron Eric Holder, our attorney general, is up there messing up the works even worse than it's already messed up. He should be thrown out in the street. And yet, this is what we've got. You don't want to change? You got it. How do you like it? Well, it's time that you change it to something else. At this point, I don't care if you mandated that all we did 24/7 is play baseball. It'd be better than what we got. But no, we're going to sit back and be real serious as Democrats and Republicans, and we're going to do what we must do to make sure that this country continues on as a democracy. We got to be a democracy. No, we don't. We need to be a republic, and we need to get back to it quickly. And we need to ensure that our school systems are teaching the right things, and that our churches get out from underneath their 501c3 desk and do something in the name of God Almighty and the name of the Holy Scriptures. They need to do that instead of cowering in there and like this goofball down in Texas got 60,000 people coming to an inside deal so they can go, la, 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 God loves you. I tell you what, you're going to find out real different one of these days. That kind of attitude, that kind of ongoing scenario that you have allowed happen in your communities is going to eat you up. And someday you're going to want to do something that you thought was perfectly legal, and it ain't. Not anymore. I'm sorry, we just couldn't get your calls in today. We're coming back here in just a few seconds, but we couldn't do it. We just couldn't manage the problem here. They're trying to jam us, I guess, from the outside. We'll be back to finish your show in just a moment. Stay with us, please.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
And thank you, everybody, for having an uptick on your Sunday afternoon. You're listening to Voices from the Heartland today. Greg Evenson, your host. I don't mean to throw you off center here, but it's just the way it is. We're way past being subtle. We just can't do that anymore. I'm sorry. And if that's something that, you know, just doesn't work with you, then I just invite you to not listen. But this is the way it is, and this way I'm going to be. We've got, whether it's a blog, a website, websites, plural, we've got some sites that we go to and we participate on that have been messed with by Department of Defense or Homeland Security. We can't even reach it. they reached in so far and took one of the sites right out of our address book. It's gone. I don't know if we can get it back. So you say, well, it's not happening. Well, it is happening. It's happening on a regular basis. This collapsing envelope of evil they're giving it their best shot to try and marginalize us and keep us apart. This is why we got together this weekend with this group. We do that 2, 3, 4 times a year, and we just had a class graduate from here. Great friends, great fellowship, great networking, great ideas, practical how-tos, and people they were energized. They're ready to go. That's what we're trying to do. If you're interested in coming to one of those at some time, they'll be posted at the website. You can see the dates available, and I don't know how many I'm going to go out across the country in anymore, because traveling is difficult and getting out there it's just tough. I'd almost rather do it here, and we invite you to come across. We had folks from the East Coast and down in the Midwest come up, and so you're welcome to do that. It's a marvelous time. And I guess to close this show out, I want you to remain, no matter you know what I've said and all the things that we talked about today, and I apologize again, we couldn't take your calls. It was just literally not possible. So please try again next week. It was not us not wanting your calls. We just could not take them and stay on the air. There is a problem. Don't know where it's coming from, it's outside or whatever, but we have a problem. So we've got to get that corrected, and appreciate your patience about that. Thank you very much. And if you want to comment about the show, just go to Greg at TheHeartlandUSA.com. Please put your comments on there. If you didn't like it, tell me. If you did like it, tell me. If you don't want to comment, then don't write to me. But nonetheless, we will be glad to do what we can. If you want me to give you a call or write back to you, just put on there you'd like an answer. And I'll do that, since we couldn't take your calls today. And lastly, folks, look, don't give up hope. I said, well, wait a minute, Greg, you just talked for 50 minutes about how bleak things are. Yes, I did. Because I want you to understand there is no compromise with evil. You cannot. It will continue to swallow you and envelop you until it drowns you. So unless you are perfectly clear about how serious this is, some of you might think, oh, that's okay, I can go on about my regular routine, do whatever I want. I don't have to worry about who's preaching. Don't have to worry about anything. Don't have to worry about what the government's telling me or what they're doing or not doing. It's time for you to consider the level of resistance you will consider. Never, ever, ever. When they come to your door, never, ever, ever surrender your weapons. You do what you have to do to protect yourself. I'm not telling you to wage war. I'm not suggesting you go to the streets. I'm saying protect yourselves from whatever is coming out there. The timeline is drawing to a close. We are seeing it as serious as it's ever been. Christian values, constitutional values, patriots are threatened at every turn. You know why they wore a three-cornered hat, the tricorn hat? Because it stood for Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Yeah, check it out. You've been a great audience today. I'm sorry I couldn't dialogue with you, but you're just great people. And be patient with me, but I'm going to always give you the truth, and we're going to try and present it in a way that you will understand, and then you can act on it. We need you now more than ever. Please do your duty at the polls. Vote for the best candidate, and be ready. Be prepared. We can help you. Let us know. God bless each one. We will see you next Sunday, 2 o'clock Central Time, on Republic Broadcasting. Great network, great folks. Take care.